All right, you beautiful people. How is it going? The EAEM podcast is back for another episode of me just talking in my living room to myself, my earphones in. Someone let me know, or Jason, let me know how the sound quality is with the headphones. Does it sound all right, or does it sound like I'm in a car, or like, yeah, just let me know whether it sounds good or bad, whether I need to upgrade my sound quality. I don't like, there's not really much been happening. I went for what I thought it was an interview, but I got told that it was more a formal chat at C-Fine for this other job. So I went there on Thursday, which was yesterday, and it's looking pretty good. I mean, I know I said that about the last one, but I asked her how many people she's looking to hire. She just said one. And then she said that it doesn't close until tomorrow or today. Because it was yesterday that I went in. Sorry. So today was the closing day. But I had already went in to go and see her about the job. And she said that they were waiting for a couple of application forms coming in from the job center because they had advertised it through the job center. But she said, but I'm thinking about giving you the job. So, in my eyes, my perception of that, it sounded pretty good. I need to go back in on Thursday again. I need to meet the other guy who's going to be doing it. So, but yeah, the universe is definitely teaching me patience at the moment. Like, there's a couple of things. Like, I really like this girl. There was another girl that I thought might happen, something might happen between us. Like, we've known each other for absolute years, but you know when you just know that it's not gonna work, or that they don't think about you in that sort of way. You can just tell. Whereas before, I would have been a needy little bitch and would have like kept on trying, and then would have been really hurt when she wasn't texting me and all that kind of stuff. Whereas now I know my worth. So now I understand that it's fine. It's absolutely fine because what is for me will not go past me. So I completely understand that. So yeah, whereas before I would have been that little needy little bitch. I've been really hurt. I would have been wondering what's up with me. That kind of shite. Whereas now I understand my worth. So yeah, so kind of like there is that one. But she just came out of like a pretty serious relationship and there was shit going on. So yeah, the universe is teaching me patience there. It was like waiting. And then yeah, I started talking to this other girl who I know. But yeah, She told me that she needs to get her head clear as well. So yeah, the universe is totally teaching me patience. And then I was meant to be phoning C-Fine on Monday to find out what was happening. And then that got pushed back until Thursday. And then I emailed and said that I had a half day today, so I could come in today if they were free. And they were like, no, like we're busy. So yeah, like the universe is totally teaching me patience at the moment. Just let it be. Just kind of like let what's gonna happen happen. Doesn't need to be such a rush. It's weird, like I need to be learning the lesson of patience. But yeah, apart from that, basically, like it's been quite a quiet week. Not really much has happened. I got a half day today. My boss was pretty pissed off. Yeah, because the big biscuit things that we're working on that turn into like auto V's after we're finished like doing all the pairs on them and everything. The inserts that we've got, the bolts aren't screwing in to the ones that are already there. This always happens though. Fucking so yeah, so kind of like my team leader who I'm working with through in Bay 4, he had went and told my manager, and then I went up and saw my manager and asking him for a half day, and he was like, you could see that he was well pissed off. But I just killed him with kindness, basically. He was like, what did he say? He was like, it's pretty short notice, isn't it? And he was like, why, what's up? And I was like, oh, it's my son's sports day. And he asked if I was going to be there. And I was like, I'll ask my manager. He was like, oh, is this the first that you've known about it? And I was like, no, I have known about it. But he just asked me last night if I was coming. And I was like, well, I don't know. But I'll ask my manager and see what he says. He looks at me and he sighs and he doesn't say anything. And I was like, so can I get a half day then? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, but this is what I mean about you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back and you scratch my back with the overtime. And I was like, yeah. And nearly said to him, oh, wait, like you might not need to worry about me anymore because I'm looking for another job. I also had the investors with people interview as well. Pure laid it on thick about how rubbish the company is basically. But by the sounds of it, they treat their office staff not too bad, like, because I had two office staff people then, and what they were saying, like, it's chalk and cheese basically. So they look after the office staff and it's the warehouse staff that they just don't care about. I bet you that's where they've got the highest turnover as well, with their warehouse staff. Not the office staff, I bet they keep the office staff, but the warehouse staff, I bet they lose. That's where they've got their highest turnover. But yeah, I went in and pure laid it on thick. It's like, I feel like a slave. I'll be looking for another job and fed up and feeling like a slave. So hopefully this C-Fine thing comes in. Then that's it. If it doesn't, then there'll be something else out there. The universe is looking after me. Feel very calm and at peace with who I am. We're meditating. still daily went for a couple of runs this week as well, Monday, Tuesday, because I was off on Monday. Did I do the podcast on Monday? I can't even remember when I'd done the last podcast. But yeah, I was off on Monday and I went for a run then, and then I got up early. I got up at like 25 to 3 to 4 and went out for a run. I can definitely notice that I'm starting to take more air in again, which is cool. Like, it is mental as well. It's mental how the failure is total part of the procedure. It's whether you can pick yourself back up after the failure's happened. And once you pick yourself back up after the after whatever's happened. I mean, it was like the last time when my hip went, and that was really sore. And I thought that was serious, and I stopped running. I stopped running for a couple of months. And then after I saw a doctor or the physio or whatever, and they said it was fine. It was just because my core was all out of line. Sorry, I thought that was my door. It's not, it's the neighbors. Yeah. So, oh no. What was I just talking about? Oh no. This always happens. I wash and smoke those buckets before I come and do this. Right, I will have a drink. I'll go and smoke more buckets, and then hopefully it will come back to me. What the hell I was talking about. I'm gonna have to stop this and then listen back, am I? That's exactly what I'm gonna need to do. Right, I'll be back. So I stopped running when my hip was sore and I thought that I wasn't gonna be able to go back. I know, well actually, as soon as I figured out that I could go back to running, then I just went back to running. It didn't faze me. Whereas this time, it was like my whole ego got the better of me, where I couldn't run. Like, it was the fear that I had of going out and running was unbelievable. Like, the thought of doing a 5K was just overwhelming. Basically, it was like, I can't do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. And when I pushed myself to do it, like, I mean, I managed to do it. I was breathing air my arse and everything like that, but I still managed to do it. But it's mental how much we put that block on ourselves, just in our minds. And I think that's what's been absolutely amazing about the meditating and reading that Eckhart Tolle book as well. Like, I mean, I haven't been like, I haven't read much recently, but I've been practicing that kind of like coming into consciousness and seeing how long I can do it. And I've noticed that when I'm walking around in parks or out in nature, then I can do it for absolutely ages. But the second that I go back into work, then I can only do it for like 10 seconds. But I think to myself, is it because my job's mundane, so I don't really want to be in the present moment because it's boring in my job. But I play games of trying to keep myself in the present moment, and when I catch myself, then I pull myself back. I hope you've all been trying the positive, that once you see yourself thinking of a negative, then think of two positives, three positives, all the positives, and just see how much it completely changes your life and completely changes your day. Like a TikTok that I'd done this morning, I said that like one positive thought in the morning can completely change your whole entire day. Completely. It's mental. I've also started trying to do this instead of kind of like going I've got to go and, no. Yeah, I've got to go and do this. Like, I've got to go work. I've got to go and work out. I've got to drive here, blah blah. It's more, I get to go here. I get to go to work. I get to work out. I get to. It's all about gratitude, being thankful of what you've got, and because if you're not thankful for what you've got right now, then you're just gonna be constantly chasing happiness. Understand that it might not be where you want to be in your life, but still be happy with where you are. And if you want to make that change, the change that you don't want to be there, then start the ball rolling. Don't just be one of these people that just talks. Got one of them in our work. He was all, when my supervisor left, or when he handed in his notice, or just before he handed in his notice, he was all like, yeah, if he goes, then I'll be going, I'll be walking with him. But he's still at the company. And then, well, actually, like, some other shit kicked off at my work. The two twins, one of the brothers is a proper fucking psycho, basically. Boy's got a couple of screws loose. I just figured out as well that kind of like he's in the newspaper for when he was like 19 or 20. He fucking choke slammed his fucking mum and dad's husky puppy, and he got fucking community service and all that type of shit. But the boy's a fucking bum, basically. They pulled this type of shit before, when I was on night shift, and I think one of the older guys had asked him to put on his mask. He was all like, "Oh, who the fuck you talking to?" You know, like one of those type of people. And then I think kind of like he went missing. And one of the other guys that we were working with was like, "Oh, where have you been?" And he was like, "Oh, who the fuck are you asking? Like, are you in charge?" And then Lee was like, "Oh, well," the boy was like, "Oh, I was just asking where you were." And then he was like, "Oh, what, you want to go up fucking outside? Like, you're fucking kicked off there, like one of those people." And yeah, like a couple of days ago, fucking. I'm up kind of like up on a step ladder doing some stuff on the blocks that we're working on, and turn around, and the other, like, the crazy one's got the sound brother and like a lock, you know, like where you put your hands through their hands and then up over their neck so that you've got their hands. But the sound brother's got a big hammer in his hand. He could have quite easily have dropped on him, but he didn't. And he's like holding his hands up, and he's like, "Yo, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And aye, so the other brother throws him. God knows what happened there, by the way. I must have pressed up by accident. I'm sorry. So the other brother throws him. The crazy one throws him to the ground, and when he hits the ground, and then he just fucking like kicks him right in the face with steel-toed boots on, or he like flicked his nose. It was so fucking lucky, basically. Like, if he was closer to him, he could have killed him, like smashed his teeth. Fuck knows. Like, he flicked his nose, and like blood everywhere and everything like that. And the even more stupid thing is that at the time, my manager's like up on a ladder in the area where we're all working, and he does it like right in front of my manager, basically. So there's been an investigation happening at the moment. There's just mental. Barony effect or bonus. But I was talking, the boy whose loyalty is with my company. He was saying that our bonus won't be affected because they won't want the main boy knowing that staff's like kicking the shit out of each other, basically. Or one of them is. It's pretty mental what is going on. So I well hope I'm out of that place pretty soon. Like, what else has been happening? It's basically been about it, basically. Like, not much else has been happening. Talking to my stepdaughter more, which has been nice. I've been enjoying that. She's been Snapchatting me, just like pulling faces and everything, so that's been pretty cool. I enjoy that. And then I tidied up my space. Like, done the little boy's room, done my room, done everywhere, like proper tidied up. Feels good being in like a nice clean space. Not that I was living in a shithole before. I think I've said this before. Not that I was living in a shithole before, but you know, when you're that guy and you're staying by yourself, you do like one big clean, and then you do like tiny little cleans. And then you do the one big clean again at the end of the week. And then you do tidy cleans through the week just to keep it tidy. It's a problem with having a full-time job. Fed up with having a full-time job. That's why I'm hoping that I get a C-fine position as well. They were saying that they don't do overtime, like they haven't got the money for overtime. I was like, yeah, that's perfect. That doesn't bother me at all. But they were saying that if you work the time up, then you can take it back, like take a day off and stuff like that. I was like, that's even better. That completely works in my favor. Like, I would quite happily do like 10-hour shifts and then have Friday off. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone here, but I know that I've got the confidence within myself that I can totally do it. And anything that I can't do right at the start, I know that I can learn. It's crazy having that kind of confidence within yourself, like within me, basically. Like you've got it as well. But I find it crazy that I've now found that kind of confidence. Because I was always that person, like the people pleaser, or but now I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm not gonna take people stepping over my boundaries, basically. Actually, I just got notification about the stock, so going to check my Tesla stock. Nearly making money with my Tesla stock. It's been down for absolutely ages with Tesla. But I'm just like minus £1.37 now. Nearly got £100 to start. I think Tesla. Tesla. Well, funny, it's like I've only got like 0.1569131 shares in Tesla with my £93.45. You gotta start somewhere. I've got a little monster this weekend. So my nice clean tidy flat's not gonna be lasting. Think he's away watching that new Lightyear film. I've got that IPTV though, so I'm gonna see if I've got it on my IPTV, because no doubt he'll probably want to watch it again. He's right like that. If he finds a film that he really likes, then it's constant. I think I was probably a bit like that. I was, what is it? People wanted to say an Indiana Jones film, but isn't it? No, I can't remember it. If it comes back to me, then I'll say it. But yeah, like, I used to love that movie. Whatever it's called. I think I watched it loads as well. My little boy likes Zootropolis. I don't mind Zootropolis, actually. I think it's pretty good. But after you've seen it for like the 800th time, then it loses a bit of it. So I've got the little monster coming here shortly. It's like 4 o'clock. I've got like about another hour and a little bit, which ain't too bad. I can chillax for a bit, maybe play the PlayStation. Now that I've tidied up and sorted out my space, I do need to go shopping, but I've got food in the house just now for us to have some food tonight. And yeah, I think we're going out to my mum's on Saturday. Sunday, I'm not too sure what we're gonna be doing. Hopefully the weather's gonna be all right. Let's have a look. Let's see what the weather is going to be like. Yeah. Saturday, highs of 17. Sunday, highs of 15, 16. Monday, highs of 16. Tuesday, 15. Again. That is what I like to see, people. Hopefully, it's going to be even hotter. Like, the past couple of days has been absolutely roasting. It's been like proper, like, holiday kind of heat. It's been beautiful. Should be a rule here in Aberdeen that when we get that kind of temperatures, we should all just get the day off, because you don't get those kind of temperatures in Aberdeen very often. These couple of days are probably gonna be our summer over and done with. But hopefully not. It'd be absolutely amazing if we got a quality summer. All the way in, like the Indian, an Indian summer. So like September, October is total beautiful as well. Be absolutely amazing. One can hope. I'm looking forward to going camping pretty soon, actually. I think we're going camping on the well, I'm off on the 11th of July, so I think we're gonna be going out a lot more. Like, my dad's got a paddle board as well. So I'm all gonna take that up, and then we're going back out camping up by Finhorn, is it? I'm going camping up there in August, so I'll be taking the paddle board up then as well. Like, I'll be properly quality. I need to have a go actually. If the weather's all right this weekend, I might actually go out on it. While we were John, my dad, and all that this weekend. Though Junior asked me, "Oh, is there gonna be a paddling pool for me and my cousin?" So it looks like I'm buying a paddling pool as well this weekend. But anyway. I'm sorry that it's been such a stop start choppy episode. I have no idea how that happened. But remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, and be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. And start meditating. I'm gonna keep on saying this until either Jason or someone else comes to me and says that they're meditating. And they're starting to tell me the benefits that they're getting from this meditating that they started, because I told them to go and do it, right? So go and start meditating, start finding out the benefits of taking control of your mind instead of your mind taking control of you. Right, anyway, enjoy, people. I love you all. Ciao.